Christmas Ponderings by Maria Fontaine.
In this post, I'll be sharing some Christmas greetings and blessings, thoughts on ways to work smart during the holidays, and the value of feeling both the joy and sorrow that many people experience during this time. Christmas greetings and blessings. Christmas is a time to try to share about God's love in a way that people will welcome it. It's possible that your Christmas greeting to them might be one of the few or the only meaningful messages they receive. I'm referring to people who don't know Jesus personally, and many of these folks may not even relate to Christmas as a religious holiday. When I share a Christmas greeting with someone, I want my message to explain the essence and importance of Christmas. The message of Christmas needs to be presented in a way that people can understand and that communicates clearly that God loves them. I want them to see the celebration of Christmas as more than a commercial holiday. I want them to see that Christmas is a celebration of a great gift that can bless them all the time. Here are some ideas for short messages that you could share, whether you do it through cards, email, tracts, slips of colored paper, or simply through verbal Christmas greetings. At times when I've given a greeting on a slip of colored paper, people have stopped and read it right there and then expressed their appreciation for it. Others have mentioned how beautiful the thought was and that they were going to keep it in their purse or wallet. It's amazing what an impact just a few words can have on someone when received at the right time. This Christmas, we wish you and your loved ones a celebration of joy, love, forgiveness, and most of all, the knowledge that you are special in God's sight. Jesus came to earth to show us the warmth and love he has for each of us personally. May you bask in that love this season. Once again, this year ends in a celebration of love for the birth of Jesus, who was destined to show God's love to every person by creating a path to God. May you find joy as you walk that path. Merry Christmas. May you and your loved ones experience the special gift of love that Jesus came into the world to bring each of us. Jesus cared so much about you that he came into this world to experience life and to overcome death for you. Happy Christmas. This Christmas, may you find great joy in experiencing the love of Jesus, who has personally walked in your shoes and who loves you unconditionally. You can experience God's gift of unconditional love for you personally, made possible because he sent his son, Jesus, to earth at Christmas. Be encouraged that God, who so long ago sent his son to experience a human life, is there for you today as well. Merry Christmas. God loved you enough to send his son Jesus into this world. Rejoice that you are not alone and that God, through Jesus, will walk with you every moment of your life. When God sent his son Jesus into this world so long ago, he was thinking about you and about me and about every person who has ever lived. He knew that the only way to restore us to himself was through Jesus. He loves us that much. Working smart at Christmas. Whether the Christmas season presents small or large opportunities to bless others in his name, Doing so takes love, time, strength, patience, and sacrifice. In the Lord's eyes, it's worthwhile because of each person who is brought closer to Him through our efforts. While it costs us to minister to others during the Christmas season, it shouldn't leave us burned out from stress. The Lord offered some wise counsel to a person who had taken on a Christmas project that was a sacrifice for him due to his difficult circumstances. Nevertheless, this man's loving care for others motivated him to forge ahead. The Lord admired his determination, strong work ethic, and over-the-top passion. But He also wanted him to understand the best way to accomplish the task with joy, fulfillment, and the peace that transcends our understanding. Here's what Jesus said to him. With so much to do, I understand that it's difficult to frequently stop during the day to fellowship with me so I can renew your strength. You play a very important role in this project by choosing to follow me, and great is your reward. But ultimately, whose plan is it? Mine. Who are you wanting to show to the children and parents who attend and those who help you with the event? It's me. Who is big enough to do all of this? I am. Think about it this way. The great I am is with you. That, my loved one, is a power you have with you for this event. Now that's not to say it isn't a lot of work. Of course it is. But if you stay close to me and remember to keep your focus on me, then I'll give you the power for it. You won't have time to sit at my feet all day while preparing, but you can stop here and there throughout the day for a few minutes of fellowship with me, and you can teach my ways to your helpers by your example. Encourage them to pray with you. Encourage them with promises of strength and power from the Bible. Quote Bible verses to your fellow laborers, where I promise the strength you need. Quote them in prayer. Quote them in song. Quote them in happiness and praise. By so doing, you will not only strengthen your own spirit, you will strengthen their walk with me as well. It's going to take inspiration from on high for you to have the strength needed and for you to pull this off. But I am. That's the power of my spirit that you have within you. There will be much planning and delegating. However, in all of these things, the glue that will cause it to be a witness and blessing to many is the same glue that holds the entire universe in its place and plan and purpose. When I am at the center of whatever work or project you set out to do, I will see to it that it results in the greatest good. Bringing hope to others at Christmas. We live in a broken world. At times like Christmas, when we want to celebrate the joy and wonder of Jesus' arrival on this earth, the difficulties of daily life can weigh on that joy. But Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." In the suffering or trauma of the moment, we can easily lose sight of the joy that He has promised. I believe that is why Jesus reminds us that it is through His Spirit and love, our love for one another, and our prayers for each other that we can overcome. In spite of life's struggles, He calls us to be messengers of hope to others. Sometimes we find ourselves in the company of those who are desperate to find joy or contentment. Jesus understands, and He wants us to weep with those who weep, as He does. For example, if you know someone who is feeling that terrible void of grieving over loved ones who have passed on, or others who are discouraged, depressed, alone, and suffering for a variety of other reasons, you can pray for them and reach out to them this Christmas. Christmas is a joyous time. but it is also a time to be there for those who may not be finding joy in the moment. It's delicate to know how to relate to people in their sorrow. Remember that everyone reacts differently. Jesus knows what each person needs and can show you how best to encourage them as you pray and seek Him for guidance. Just the fact that you remember them will touch their hearts greatly. In one way or another, you can help others by being a listening ear or reminding them through actions or words that there is always hope and that a new morning will come. Let's yield ourselves even more fully to the Holy Spirit, who will guide us and help us to say the right things at the right time.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.